This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. After voting in St. Louis this morning, U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill visited the Democratic headquarters in Columbia. KBIA's Christopher Husted tells us McCaskill plans to fight to defend her spot in office against whichever opponent comes out on top in today's Republican primary.
The incumbent Senator McCaskill knows she is an underdog in the U.S. Senate race, regardless of which GOP candidate she will face in the fall. Most likely, it will be either Congressman Todd Akin, businessman John Bruner, or former state treasurer Sarah Steelman.
I've been an underdog in an awful lot of campaigns, so I completely get that people are frustrated with Washington, and I'm going to have to work really hard to make sure they understand that I've been one of those moderate Missourians.
Even though a recent poll had McCaskill trailing each of the Republicans in a head-to-head matchup, the senator says she has no preference for whom she ends up running against.
All three of them have this view that most Missourians don't embrace, and that is that we need to privatize Medicare, privatize Social Security, and get the federal government out of student loans.
McCaskill will most likely be fighting the uphill battle alone, as the Democratic National Committee doesn't seem to be showing much interest in her state.
To be candid, it's been frustrating that they have not been willing to do more in Missouri.
Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
Polls close at 7 o'clock tonight for the primary election. Candidates for each party in the statewide races for governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, and attorney general will all be decided in the vote. At the more local level, there are also a number of candidates to be named for the newly drawn state house and senate districts, as well as numerous local commissioners, judgeships, and the like. Check KBIA.org or follow KBIA on Twitter for the latest news tonight, and we'll also have results tomorrow on air during Morning Edition. Columbia City officials announced today a new plant scheduled to open this fall is expected to bring more than 60 jobs to Columbia in the next 5 years. The plant will produce a soy-based chicken substitute marketed by the company Beyond Meat. The technology for the chicken substitute was created by University of Missouri researchers and has garnered national media attention for having the taste and texture of chicken. Ethan Brown is the founder of Beyond Meat. He says the reason he chose to move his facilities to Columbia from Maryland is because of collaboration with the university.
I've always said that big companies have research departments and entrepreneurs have universities. There's no better example of that principle than what we're doing here today. I plan to keep looking at Mizzou for further innovation.
The company's renovating an existing 16,000-square-foot facility on Commerce Drive on the north side of Columbia. The Army Corps of Engineers is again reducing its prediction for how much water will flow down the Missouri River this year because of the drought. The Corps now predicts 21 million acre-feet of runoff this year in the river. That's about 85% of normal. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.